I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hope Givers International has issued an urgent call for prayer and funding brought on by 7 months of oppression. Hope Givers Michael Glenn says slander campaigns, legal action, and physical abuse crippled them. With this week's Supreme Court decision upholding their right to minister, Hope Givers has launched Operation Solid Rock.
Operation Solid Rock is really the phrase that we're using for our emergency relief effort. We need these funds to help us get things restored completely for the orphanages, the schools, and all the other humanitarian institutions that were really impacted.
And Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss explores another facet of a partnership ministry while on assignment in Quito, Ecuador, covering HCJB World Radio's 75th anniversary.
Healthcare is a key component of HCJB World Radio's vision for ministry in the century to come. Dr. Richard Stitcher is the newly appointed Director General of Hospital Los Andes in Quito, Ecuador. He says healthcare can be one means of carrying the gospel into a region, particularly in areas of the world where typical missionary activities are not acceptable.
We are in the process of establishing what is called a mobilization center here in Quito. Our desire is to bring those who have a desire to be trained in mission work with a healthcare background to prepare them in biblical studies, missiology, as well as give them a greater area of expertise in different portions of medicine to prepare them to be sent out.
Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Ramadan, Islam's holy month, is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.